Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's very under the radar with the Giants losing, the Jets losing, and the Mets collapsing. But the New York Yankees are two games out of first place. And not just two games out of first place, two games behind the number one seed in the American League. So it is possible. We'll get more into it this week because the Yankees are off today and the Mets are off today.
This is the only time we'll be able to say this in our lives, Yankee fans.
Let's go Red Sox.
That is true. Well, you're in a tricky spot. I was going to ask you this tomorrow, but I'll let you think about it today. Is it more important to make sure you hold on to first wild card positioning, or is it more important to risk, hey, we could lose it, but we want to catch the Toronto Blue Jays? Because the Blue Jays play the Red Sox. The Yankees' lead over Boston is three games. Their deficit to Toronto is essentially three games that they need to make up based on tiebreakers. So are you confident enough in your ability to beat the White Sox and Orioles to say, let's go Red Sox?
Yes.
Okay. That was easy.
Yes. Here's the problem in a discussion for later in the week.
Yes.
If it's win and Jays need to lose on the final Sunday of the year, are you pitching Max Fried?
Absolutely not. You cannot risk losing your best pitcher from the first two games of the wild card series.
That's a good point.
To potentially win a division.
Okay.
We kind of briefly got into that last week.
Yeah, I know.
You just can't.
Now it's getting juicy. Mm-hmm. We'll get more into it this week, but right now, a few minutes after 5 o'clock, it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. So we're just going to get to the point here. Outside of Ben Rice hitting a grand slam and the Yankees winning, yesterday sucked around here.
Yes.
So I'm here to give you the five most infuriating New York sports moments from Sunday.
Oh, so we're going to relive it?
We're going to relive what I think are the five most infuriating. And by the way, this list could have been 10 deep. Okay?
Yeah.
So
I think you're right.
Totally cool holes being poked in it, but here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Mayfield complete. Sterling Shepard breaks free. And finally tackled by the Prairie Ball inside the 20. So the Buccaneers are in field goal range for McLaughlin, who had one blocked moments ago, returned all the way for the Jets' go-ahead score.
Yeah, I was screaming at the TV, let him score.
Yep.
Joe said that earlier, felt the exact same way. You knew they're milking the clock. It's a 35-yard field goal. That was the moment of doom.
Okay, I agree. Here we go.
Number four.
Need about 15 yards to get into field goal range for Nick Folk. Pass picked off! Taylor picked off! It's Jamel Dean who takes it all the way back for a Bucs touchdown! Dean returns it 55 yards!
Yeah, the pick six, end of the first half. Jets are down 13-6. You're thinking, all right, maybe it's 13-9. Maybe we don't score. It's still a one-possession game. Bucs have the ball to start the second half, and of course, and that was on Garrett Wilson, right?
Yeah, and cool courtesy of Kenny Albert on Fox. But Garrett Wilson's got to at least show some fight back on the ball.
Right,
yeah.
He's got to keep going downhill. He's just stopped and waited for the ball.
That's where we all assumed this game was going to be a blowout. So stunningly, them coming back was not something any of us thought at 20-6 after the Dean interception.
But as is everything, you're chasing those points again at the end of the game.
I'm aware.
All right, sorry. Here we go. I'll make
number three.
The 2-0. Swinging a high fly ball to deep center field. Young got turned around, still going. Near the wall, he jumps, and he can't hold on. He hit the wall. The ball carried back into his glove, and they're going to rule a catch.
It looks like it reaches up. His glove collides with the wall to jar the ball loose, but the ball's in the glove and then hits maybe his leg, pops back into the air, and then he catches it.
Off his chest?
Oh, he kicked. He hacky sacked it to himself on the warning track. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, all right.
Let me just tell you, that was in the fifth inning. That was off the bat of Brett Beatty, as you know. But for anybody who's watching football and missed this, in real time, that felt like death of a season for the Mets to me, that moment. Just this Mickey Mouse, he makes a mistake. There was something so Mets, oh my God, this is happening moment about that play.
Yeah.
But that wasn't a home run.
It wasn't. I didn't feel that way, Sean.
Just to be honest with you, it was a crazy play, no doubt, something we've never seen before. I thought he screwed up a play that he should have made anyway, made it more difficult, made it circus-like, but it is the fifth inning. They still had plenty of time to score runs. I didn't think of the two amazing catches Jacob Young made, that one was even close to the damaging nature of the one he would make four innings later.
Okay, well, that was number three. So here we go.
Number two.
No audio attached here because it's not a play. It's simply Graham Gano hurting himself during the national anthem or defensive introductions. How could a kicker hurt himself for the third straight year in a game like this?
I mean, I don't mean to be a jerk, but you could have pulled the Tirico audio of him announcing it to the world. So just saying.
Just saying.
There was audio.
Okay. All right, smartass. Here we go.
It was number one.
I know you're getting that, Sean.
The pitch to Alvarez. Swing on a fly ball. Well hit to center. Back goes Young onto the track. He jumps. He made the catch and crashes into the padded wall, holding onto the ball.
He may have taken a home run away, Howie.
Yeah. No, he did take a home run away.
That would have been close.
No, it was gone. It was over the fence.
It may have hit the top hole.
It would have been close.
Just remember, that at-bat was Francisco Alvarez, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Why was Francisco Alvarez hitting?
Because he was pinch hitting.
For the thrown out of the game, Mark Vientos, from a few batters earlier. Look, you're right that the list of Sunday pains could have gone deeper. I think you really screwed it up, though.
Mm. The Bobby Okereke one was my first one out.
I think the Bobby Okereke one needs to be there.
Yeah.
I think, and the other one for them.
Or the Sterling Shepard catch and run.
Well, he got the Sterling Shepard catch and run. That one was on there. I got no problem with that. No, there's something from the Met game that to me was worse than the hacky sack play. And I don't know if I'd say worse than the Alvarez home run robbery, but when Cedric Mullins hits a ball down the left field line and poor Daylen Lyle, who killed the Mets this weekend, but then looked like he was physically damaged when he crushes into the fence, for Cedric Mullins to stand there to 10 Mississippi getting thrown out at second base and then being given a lifeline by saying, oh, you get to go back to first base. That was, if you ask me, Evan, you suffered a lot of pain this weekend. You thought about quitting the business, never watching sports again. What really bothered you the most? What kept you up the most at night? That freaking play still pisses me off.
Yeah.
Why did he
stop?
Because he felt bad for Daylen Lyle. I don't know. Mm. He was confused. I don't know.
Sportsmanship. It's like when a soccer goalie like tears his ACL or something, they kick the ball out of bounds instead of scoring.
No!
That type of thing.
You run around the bases. That one was so freaking painful.
Again, it's sad that in one day we had a list like this. Also, a little asterisk one for any Mets and Jets fan that also bet the Rams +3.5 yesterday and lost on a blocked field goal that was unnecessarily returned for a touchdown and an Eagle cover. I feel you, too. That's a brutal moment.
Yeah, that's what they call a bad beat. That's for sure.
Right. Because that was the last play of the game.
Yeah.
And they were up by one.
Yeah, so they didn't need to return it for a touchdown.
Anything,
they needed to fall on
it. But just fall on it.
Yeah, that's why, you know, gambling with point spreads, I actually don't really like to do.
Yeah.
I'm a big money line guy. Because to me, it's who wins the game.
Thus your parlay.
Yeah. My parlay, for those that are just tuning in, I call it the pain parlay. And it hit amazingly. Money line, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Money line, Cincinnati Reds. Money line, Washington Nationals. And I hit on all three. And I got to tell you, I made a lot of money. But here's the problem. I don't feel good about it at all. It did not make me feel better. I hate sports. I hate watching sports. Like, I'm telling you, yesterday afternoon was the first time I thought, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just going to quit. I'm gonna talk about history for the rest of my life. I hate this. I hate the players. I hate the fans. I hate myself. I hate the announcers. I hate the TV. I hate everything. And then I got out of it. After 10 minutes, I watched Cowboys, Bears, and Astros, Mariners, along with Giants, Chiefs. And I was like, oh,
I was going to say, did you watch the Giants and say, okay, well, they have it worse.
Do you have it worse, though?
I don't know.
It's a close one.
It's a close one.
Have the Giants made it obvious they're starting Jackson Dart? We'll tell you why in a couple of minutes. But let's get to some of your phone calls. Let's go to Carl in West Caldwell, New Jersey. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Carl.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on here. Question for you. We seem to have Jalen Hyatt sitting there taking up a nice big chunk of the roster. Why don't we just sign a second place kicker and have two place kickers since teams were kind of terrible with this? And the other thing I just wanted to bring up really quick was, you know, I feel like
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Giants have pretty much admitted the Jets who are losing an entire generation. My kids couldn't be anywhere near interested in a sport that, like, when my dad used to bring me to games, it was like, holy crap, I'm going to a Giants game. I used to love it. Bob Shepard, you know, listening to him talk about Tiki Barber carrying the ball.
Right.
Now, I can't even get my kids involved in it.
It is a, Carl, that's
my son had.
Yeah, Carl, that's a great point. So last night, doing the pre and post, I went down to the Legacy Club, met with some peeps down there. I had to do the fan gift giveaway for two lies, two truths and a lie. Gave the guy a Dunkin' bag when he won. Picked the one stat that was wrong against the Kansas City Chiefs back in 2006 or 5, whichever year that was. It was, did I score one touchdown or two? I scored two. So he got it right. So I'm in the Legacy Club. And after I leave the Legacy Club, I'm just kind of walking in the concourse. And there's tons of Kansas City jerseys there. tons of them.
Yeah.
But then the Giants fans start coming over and saying, hey, you want to? Can I take a picture? I'm like, yeah, sure, take a picture. And then all these kids with Kansas City jerseys on are asking me to take a picture. And I'm like, you're a Chiefs fan. And they're like, yeah, but I live here. I was like, what?
So they made a business decision.
They're from Jersey right. or New York or Connecticut or whatever, but they're Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Yeah.
Because in their lifetime, the team that is good, much like the Cowboys in the 70s and the and I don't know who else, but the Dolphins, et
cetera,
the Steelers, they gravitate to the team that is good, not the team that is local.
And remember something else about the 70s. The Jets and the Giants were awful.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams were bad. So a part of what allowed the Cowboy love, the Steeler love, the Dolphin love you described wasn't just that they were good. It was that our teams were bad.
Yes.
And you're right. The same thing's happening again.
Yeah. There's a void being created in the fandom.
1,000%. And you don't get those people back. Like, once you pick a team, usually at a young age, you stick with it. So 30 years from now, when there's tons of Chief fans in the area and they're very obnoxious and we wonder why, it's not just Pat Mahomes. It's not just Taylor Swift. It's us. It's the Jets and the Giants allowing this to happen.
No, you're right.
And it is a great worry, and you're right about it.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Let's go to Mark in Dix Hills. What's up, Mark?
What's up, boys? What's up? Where's Gary Woods when you need him? Where is he? Let me tell you, if they put Dak in, they're going to take a kid that we said at the beginning of the year had an aura about him. He had an aura. He was going to lead us to the promised land. You cannot put this kid in and take Wilson out now and put him in. You're going to crack the aura. You're going to hurt the kid. They're not going anywhere. You got to wait. Wait till the very end, maybe. I would never put this kid in.
Believe it or not, Mark, this has been my opinion for a while. That not that I think they're going to ruin him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I've had the opinion of, let's take our time. Let's not rush this. I think that most young quarterbacks get drafted, and whether it's right away or 3 weeks in or 5 weeks in, they're forced to play. And if you're in a spot where you can make the kid wait and learn and collect as much information as possible, I think that's better for you.
Yeah, but some kids want to do that. They want to sit and wait and learn. I don't think Jackson Dart wants to sit and wait and learn. I think he's eager to play. In fact, he said it in not so many words when asked about being the backup. He said, I've never not started in my life.
Right, he's never not.
So he's wanted to be, he wants this, right? And he wants the opportunity. The question is it right for him? And I'm trying to think of the examples over the last 5, 6, 7 years where a guy, rookie, sat for a month and then played. And if that worked out.
Well, I
because
think
the ones that have worked out have been the kids that started right away and they took some lumps and then they figured out. Jaden Daniels, CJ Stroud, et cetera. Brock Purdy. You know, did Brock Purdy start right away?
No, because he had to go through a couple injuries there.
Right, so he was later in the season.
Garoppolo again?
I think he was late in the season.
He was also not a highly regarded prospect who you knew eventually was going to play.
True, but I'm just thinking of a rookie who ended up playing.
Right.
He might be the only one. I can't think of any of the other rookies.
Now, the reason why this
sat for 4 or 5 weeks and then played.
The reason why this seems so likely is earlier today, the head coach of this team, Brian Daboll, was asked, hey, is Russell Wilson going to start against the Chargers in week 4? And he didn't say no, but he didn't say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he opened the door to a quarterback change. He basically said, we're going to watch the tape. We're going to have discussions. And when we played this earlier today, our conclusion was, wow, they're going to make a quarterback change. They're clearly going to go to Jackson Dart. Now, Sean, you're saying that Darius Slayton spoke to the media and you interpreted what he said as they're going to go to Jackson Dart?
Yeah, let me just paint the picture for you here. He's asked about the potential of Jackson Dart starting. Now, these players are meeting the media after Brian Daboll said it. You could have a very short answer to this, or you could have a long answer to this. Darius Slayton chose to go long, so listen for yourself.
You obviously, you know, have your preference and think it would be beneficial for Jackson to sit and wait. What would you think if they do name him the starting quarterback now?
I mean, if they do, look, he's talented. He's shown himself to be able to learn fast. You know, I think he's capable of being an NFL quarterback. I think he's capable of being a good NFL quarterback. But, you know, if they do, and if we do have a lackluster, you know, performance, maybe a week or two, it's like, Well, then that's the case. Give him some time. Give him some grace. Don't show up and boo him a game or two in if he doesn't do well, which I don't expect him to do well. But I'm just saying the reality is it might not. So if that's the case, like, give him time to grow. Give us time to gel. And, you know, let him be an NFL quarterback and let him figure out what that is and learn and grow and learn us as players, playing with us players. And, you know, give him a chance to grow and be and become a good quarterback. You know, something that I feel like Daniel Jones probably didn't get the chance to do is get the chance to become a good NFL quarterback. And, you know, something that I hope that Jackson Dart will get the chance to do if he does get the opportunity to play.
So he's basically telling us, go easy on the kid.
Yeah.
We know he's playing.
It happens. He threw if in there a couple of times, but I think he was saying when.
Yeah. What's with the Daniel Jones thing at the end?
They were drafted together. He loves Daniel.
He loves DJ. I remember that from last year. Like, he 100%. Likes him. So you took
everybody's
that.
Everybody's rooting for Daniel Jones.
I don't mind rooting for, but it almost took it as like the fans booing him didn't give Daniel Jones a chance to.
I mean, that's kind of revisionist history because Daniel Jones got every chance.
Right,
when
that's
he was
my
young
point.
In his first year. And in fact, fans, we loved him.
Yeah.
Even despite the interception, the turnover issues, you still had, you believed him.
The only negative Daniel Jones took, to be fair on history, was the disappointment upon drafting him. People did not want the Giants to draft him.
No, that's not true, because after the contract, it went south quickly.
Oh, no, that part, I'm going right to the beginning. You're right about that. Right. I mean, at the beginning, when he was drafted, there was major debate on the merits of drafting him. And a lot of it was unfair. A lot of it was just where he went to school.
Yeah.
A lot of it was liking Dwayne Haskins more.
I mean,
more.
He did go to Duke, so.
I understand. No, I understand.
As an ACC guy.
But I think in the beginning, Giant fans, for the most part, because it's not monolithic, it's not one thing, but at the beginning, a lot of Giant fans did not like the draft pick. Mm-hmm. Then when he played well, Giant fans loved Daniel Jones, to your point.
Yep, gave him a nickname.
Danny Dimes.
Got a nickname.
Then it went bad.
Nobody gets nicknames unless you're great.
That's right. Then it went bad. They hated him again. Then it went well, and they made the playoffs, got a contract extension, and then they hated him again.
Mm-hmm.
So you took that answer as him telling you, oh, we already know that Jackson Dart's going
to
start?
It's like he was lecturing us as fans on how to treat Jackson Dart if...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I heard when he becomes the starting quarterback.
Mm. That sounds like, to me, a locker room that's already discussed what's going to happen and what happened last night with the boos for Russell Wilson. That's the way I interpreted that.
It's crazy to think this way, but last night was toxic. And I'm not really blaming the fans for this. I think when you spend your hard-earned money and you're at MetLife Stadium and you've watched so much bad football over these years and Russell Wilson is not playing well, you're going to boo.
Yeah.
And you're going to be excited when Jaxson Dart comes in, even if it's for one package. And then you're going to boo again when Russell Wilson comes on the field. So I get that emotions, but watching the game, it felt toxic. And it felt like, wow, as bad as that was on Sunday night, what does that look like next Sunday when they're playing the Chargers and potentially the same thing happens where the crowd so violently, not like with actual violence, but sound violence, when they turn on Russ? Like, as a player, you tell me if you would ever hear that, but it would feel very toxic.
You don't really hear it. I mean, you kind of know it's happening, but you don't really hear it. You're too engaged in what's happening, and it's just noise. It actually feels like white noise,
right,
and not cheers or boos. You know what I mean?
That's a good thing, because upon hearing that, it felt like, boy, this would be such a toxic environment.
Well, you heard,
to have this continue.
You heard a lot of the Giants players ask about this from the media. Now, the media are sitting in the press box. You know, some the windows are open. You hear the crowd reaction. But on the field, it sounds differently. And it's hard. Like, I know that sounds stupid. What the hell are you talking about? But I got booed a lot at Giants Stadium, fumbling, etc. I don't remember hearing it.
Interesting.
And so, but I also got cheered a lot.
Right.
And I kind of don't even remember hearing that.
Right. It works both ways.
Like, I could see them on their feet.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you what the noise was.
Yeah.
So I think it just gets lost in white noise on the field.
The players may not hear it, but here's what I know. If Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback on Sunday, there will be a negative vibe in that building unless something good happens. If Jaxson Dart starts, place is going to be electric.
Of course.
There's going to be a vibe like, we get to see our future. And how quickly do Giant fans turn? I think that Giant fans will be very patient because they know he's a young quarterback and they want to find out if he's any good or not.
Yeah, we have a PhD in losing and watching losing football. We are well-versed in being patient. It takes a lot to get to the boiling point. They're not going to boo Jaxson Dart this year. I mean, we sat through the Eli year until he won that last week of the year. We are prepared to lose with Jaxson Dart.
Yeah, what was the reaction to Eli? Again, because I don't remember. I can't remember what it sounded like. But look, so from a fan standpoint, you went to those games.
Yeah, look, there was
What was the fan?
I think it was more, why are we doing this now? Because we had a winning record with Warner. But the moment we went to Eli, it was, this is our future, this is our savior.
So 5 games in on the Eli Manning... What were the fan reaction at home?
When he's getting his teeth knocked in versus the Steelers on a Saturday, it's, all right, this is the part of dealing with a rookie quarterback. And I really believe that was that.
Yeah, you give young quarterbacks time. That's for sure. Let's go to Andrew in Bay Ridge. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, guys? So do you think that there needs to be, like, a rule change or, like, let me just give you an example. When I was a kid, fourth down was, like, a huge deal. My father would be yelling for my mom to come into the living room to watch when a team was going to go for it on fourth. Now it's like every series they go for it.
Yeah.
And then with the kickoff rules, like, you look up, they're always on the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
And, like, goes a 30-yard line. And then, like, one play and you're in field goal range.
Right. They need 15 yards, like, and they're in field goal range.
I feel like the strategy's definitely got to change, which is, like, you can't. Like, they're going to get a field goal. They're going to get a field goal, so you have to put it away. And then, or they got to move the field goal posts, like, deeper into the end zone, if that's possible.
Right.
Andrew, we had
this conversation last week, and it's interesting because of after the Brandon Aubrey field goal that tied the game for the Giants. Again, they needed 17 yards. They ended up getting 18 or so because they ran a couple plays, and he kicked a 64-yarder. But the ball hit the net. From 64 yards out.
Yeah, he would have made it from 70.
Exactly. Probably 75 yards. That kick was probably good for him, which, by the way, is like the 52-yard line or 48-yard line, the negative side of the field. And so we talked about narrowing the goalposts because you these guys are going to keep getting stronger and bigger legs and eventually kick a 80-yard field goal or whatever the number is. But if you make accuracy an issue, then that's one thing. The other thing, and I thought this was innovative, a caller called and said this, to raise the bottom post.
Right.
Because most of those long field goals are driven.
Yeah.
They're not just floated over the post. They're driven to that post. If you raise it 5 feet, it makes it a lot harder. And
I agree.
It doesn't affect extra points.
Right. I'm all for it. I mean, I'm all for it.
I am too.
The people have changed. The game has changed. Make it more difficult.
Right.
Mike is in Clifton Park, New York. How you doing, Mike?
Great. So I have a Giant and Met point.
Yeah.
So with the Giants, I'm totally done with Brian Daboll. Because I feel like with better coaching, they would have at least won one game, maybe two games. I feel like he's just an OC at this point, and he gets an out this year because he has to groom a Dart. And in terms of the Mets, I'm totally sick and aggravated. And when the season ends and they do not make the playoffs, I'm going to do the RJ Barrett model, which is create a young player that has flashed. Create all those young players that have flashed a little bit because you can still sell hope. Thanks, guys. I'm totally disgusted as a Met and Giants fan.
No, I feel you. I think if you're a Met fan, whether it's Giants or Jets, you're disgusted. At least as a Met Giant fan, you had some time after the Met loss to let it sink in before your night was ruined. I know we will spend much more time talking about it. I have never been a believer that because Jackson Dart is a rookie, and Brian Daboll handpicked him, that gives him some kind of free reign to not lose his job at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They have to win games. I say that because the owner said that, and I kind of agree with him. Like he said, I better be in a better mood next year. I mean, if they have a 3-win season, even if the young quarterback looks good, I don't think he comes back, and the best evidence of that is Pat Shurmur, because Daniel Jones looked good in his rookie year.
To that point,
did he come back?
You're right.
Thank you.
What's going on in Tennessee with Cam Ward, Callahan stinks. You're better off firing him and him not ruining Cam Ward.
Of course. Yeah.
So I had this take last week. I know we went back and forth on it.
You flipped on it?
I flipped now because I'm seeing what's going on with Cam Ward.
Well,
that head coach is incompetent.
It also happened with Caleb Williams.
Correct, with Eberflus.
It's actually a common thing.
It's become more common.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't save your job. It used to save your job. It doesn't anymore.
It shouldn't save your job. When evaluating Brian Daboll, and we'll all come to our conclusion whenever we want to come to that conclusion, it's simple. Do you think this guy can be the coach that takes him to a championship someday? If the answer is no, don't waste your time. If the answer is yes, stick with it. Simple as that. We'll make a pick on tonight's game a little bit later on. We'll come back with more of your phone calls at 888-808-1019. A lot going on. The Giants, the Jets, the Mets in free fall. The Yankees still have a shot at the AL East. No Yankees tonight. They're off, and then they begin the final stretch at Yankee Stadium with an outside shot to win the American League East and a really good chance to hold on to that wild card lead, which means next Tuesday they may be hosting a wild card game. And if things ended today, if the season ended today, we would get Yankees Red Sox in the wild card series with the winner facing the Toronto Blue Jays. Also, if the season ended today, the New York Mets would be golfing because the Cincinnati Reds would claim the third and final wild card spot and take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. But what's happened in baseball outside of the local teams is crazy. The Detroit Tigers, who once had a 15-game lead, it's down to one.
Wow.
And they're playing the Guardians this week. So if Cleveland can win two out of three, they would even it up with the tiebreaker and have a legitimate chance to complete one of the greatest comebacks in the history of baseball in terms of making up ground. It would actually be the biggest comeback to win a division in the history of this sport. So you got that going on. The Astros may miss the playoffs. The Mariners have taken full control of the American League West. So it's crazy in the American League. In fact, with a week to go, zero teams have clinched a playoff spot. Not one. In the National League.
Are you sure? I thought the Blue Jays clinched yesterday.
The Blue Jays definitely did.
Oh, damn it. We got one now.
There's one.
They won.
Right.
In the National League, it's almost everybody. Except for the loser Mets, who are right now tied with the Cincinnati Reds. So things feel very open in terms of how things will line up in the American League. But I'll tell you this, Sean. The Mets missed the playoffs, and the Yankees are playing that wild card series. I'm going to every freaking game.
Let's go together.
That's how I drown my sorrows, by watching other baseball teams play where I wanted to see my team play.
We'll go together.
Yes.
God, it's a full week of Mr. Softy hits.
Are you coming teeth to these games, or is it going to be too late for you?
I mean, I guess I have to.
He has to. Tommy, you're not coming, are you?
I mean, I'm not like you. I'd rather not be there. But I suppose if we're doing the shows from there, I would be there and I would hang with you guys.
Yeah, you'd probably have to like wear a shirt that says, "Sorry, you're the real Big Brother. My bad."
Mm-hmm. Well, I never agreed to that. But if we decide as a show that's the right thing to do, perhaps.
I think as a human, it's the right thing to do. You and other Met fans talked so much crap this offseason.
Oh, hold on a second.
I wasn't a part of it.
I didn't want to bring this up today, but how many decades did the other side talk crap?
They had reason to.
Okay, so if you punch back, give me credit for trying to fight and retaliate and not be pushed around and stuffed in a locker for the rest of time.
Well, we deserve to be stuffed in a locker.
We are about to complete
one of the biggest embarrassments in the history of sports. That's what the Mets are set to do. The Mets are set to complete one of the biggest choke jobs this sport has ever seen, this city has ever seen. And I know about chokes. I'm a Nets and Jets fan. They're about to complete it. So we all need to humble up and shut up because we're all a bunch of losers. All of us.
I disagree completely with that. But
okay.
But this is more important. Tommy has to go with us to Yankees Red Sox. Absolutely. He's actually the most important person that needs to be there.
Why?
Because Tommy has a chance to do something that's very difficult in January. He has a chance to be right about a long-term prediction he made.
That's right.
There will be two New York teams that beat Boston teams in the postseason this year. He's the one who said it.
He did say that.
We already got one done with the Knicks and Celtics. You have to go for the Yankees to take out the Red Sox.
And all of our long-term predictions we made back in January for the entire year, so we made year predictions, we've all been wrong except for Tommy.
Tommy, you're our last hope.
You're our last hope. And you could be in the building to celebrate the Yankees beating the Red Sox for the first time since 2003 and correctly nailing an awesome year prediction.
Save us, Tommy One Kenobi. You're our only hope.
You're Mr. Yankee now.
You really are. You're Mr. Yankee. That's horrible. So next week's going to be fun.
And be positive about it while you're at it.
Yeah. Yeah, bring your positivity to the Bronx for that very appealing best of three series.
I could tell by the look in his face. He forgot about that prediction, and it is now hit him.
I remember it.
I got the audio. We're ready to go. As soon as we're ready to say, hey, Tommy, you got that one right. But yes, his prediction, especially if I edit it at a certain point, simply said two New York teams will knock off Boston teams in the playoffs. Obviously, the Knicks have already done that, and the Yankees may get a shot to do that in 8 days. Let's go to Matt in Middletown. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
Good, Evan. I unfortunately am a diehard Met fan. So first, when the schedule came out, and I saw that we're ending the season in Miami, you already know I was thinking about 07 and 08.
Of course.
I'm happy that they're not playing tonight, so I don't need to watch it. But I have a hot take. I wanted your opinion because I think we're on the same level of Met fandom. I was like kicking and screaming in 2019 and 2020 for the Mets to trade for JT Realmuto and for the Mets to sign Schwarber, especially when I saw the contract was for 2 years, $20 million. And I firmly believe that if we made those moves, we would have won the chip in 2022.
I mean,
so I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yes, I think they would have had a better shot. I mean, clearly. And I think what's frustrating is looking back at the 22 team, a team that we all moved on from very quickly after they collapsed, lost the division, lost to the San Diego Padres. They really missed on a golden opportunity. I mean, they really did when you think about it. They had a rotation that featured at the time a healthy Jacob DeGrom, a Max Scherzer who up until the postseason, or really his last two starts, was pitching really, really well. And they did very little at the trade deadline. Some may say worse than what they did at this trade deadline. And they missed out on that chance. So, yeah, if you added Realmuto and Schwarber, were they better? Do they win? Quite possibly. But you can't get wrapped into that because it's so long ago now. Like, I think of Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto as just Phillies.
Yeah.
And 2022 feels like an eternity ago. To me, it's about what they missed out with this team. And there are so many little things, whether it was adding another bona fide pitcher during the offseason, whether it was calling up the starting pitchers earlier than they actually did.
I think that would have been the move.
Yeah.
That's the one that they probably should have pulled the trigger on quicker, was calling these, especially Nolan McClain, who had earned it for a long time.
Yep.
That was the one move.
I agree.
And it would have stabilized things maybe a little bit sooner. And I mean, because they were just so inconsistent with their starting rotation. That's the one you're going to look back on and regret.
Yeah. I think so.
Especially if he's actually your ace.
Well, he appears that way. Right. Jimmy is in Pompton Lakes. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you, man.
Yo, Tiki, so when you were asking before if there was a quarterback like in Jackson Dart's situation.
Right. That started
Josh Allen, 2018.
Oh, that's right.
He came in for Nathan Peterman, yep, in week two.
Yeah, but so, that was early. I meant like a month and a half. You know, like half the season, okay. Almost half the season.
Lamar Jackson. Didn't Lamar Jackson replace Joe Flacco in the middle of the season?
And when he got hurt, it was early December. Yep.
Yeah, I think it was the end. Right.
But guys, go ahead, the Giants, Jimmy. Man, it's the Giants are just, it's brutal, man. I'm 44. This is like watching the days of like Danny Cannell and Dave Brown. Mm-hmm. It's bad. Like it's just, I don't know. And Tiki, you have to do the pre and post game show. Like they just don't have the Giants feel anymore. Like right. I don't know why.
The vibe isn't
there. I
kind
of felt it come.
Right. The vibe post game is not there. The vibe pregame, it's okay in the pregame because there's still an optimism. Like going into last night, there was an optimism because of how well the offense played. And so there's this expectation that, all right, we might lose this game because it's the Kansas City Chiefs, but we're going to score some points and it's going to be entertaining.
Right.
And then you throw a 9 spot up there and it's ugly and you had a chance. It's just a winnable game. That's the biggest issue. And so you keep going forward. It's like, what optimism are you going to have if you keep getting disappointed because of the non-plays that are being made?
The Giants have a very special history. And even before the Super Bowls that many of the older listeners remember, go back to the NFL championships they won, and even before that. There's one era of Giant football I always heard about. Joe would tell me about it. I read about it. And that was the 70s, the decade of bad football. The plane coming overhead,
yeah, right.
The commissioner getting involved, bringing George Young in, all the things about the 70s. And I looked back at it the other day, and it was worse than even the stories. They were under 500 every single year between 1973 and 1980. Mm. Think about that for a second.
All right.
73, 74, 75, 76, 70, under 500. They were bad. They're going through all these horrible coaches, John McVay, Ray Perkins, Alex Webster. Like, it's awful. This era, until something changes, like I say about the Jets being the same old Jets, until something changes, this era is matching it. And really, the line of demarcation is the end of the Coughlin era. Go all the way back to 2013 and 2014. And I'm not defending Tom. I thought it was time for him to move on as much as it was sad to see it. They were bad at the end. They were undisciplined. But they're bad with 7 wins.
Yeah.
Then you get the McAdoo era, fart in the win year, you make the playoffs, the Shermer era, the Judge era. And I hate to say it about Brian Daboll's first year. It's feeling like the fart in the wind year.
Right.
Like the first year of Ben McAdoo. It has been now a decade of bad football, much like the 70s.
Yeah, and it's hard to feel any hope in any of those years when you look back on them. Was that real or was that imagined? Was that real progress or did it was just kind of, as you said, a fart in the wind? And it feels like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it was ever real. Now, if Jackson Dart comes in and plays fantastic
changes
football,
everything, T.
It changes everything because no doubt. Really feels like there's a future.
Now, speaking of Jackson Dart, if you're just tuning in, Brian Daboll met the media a few hours ago. So this is now the day after the Giants lost. And he was asked very directly, is Russell Wilson going to be the starter for week 4 against the Chargers? I want you to take a listen to this interaction if you hadn't heard it from earlier today. This is why everyone now believes Russell Wilson has played his last snap as a New York Giant and Jackson Dart's going to start Sunday. It's based on the way Brian Daboll answered these questions. Take a listen.
After one day, any thoughts on what you're going to do with quarterback moving forward?
Yeah, we just watched the tape here, Paul. We're in the meetings with the players right now. Like I said yesterday, you know, in order to improve the passing game, and I'd say that was the number one thing we needed to improve from yesterday, as a collective, everybody's got to be, you know, doing exactly the right stuff. So it's not all on one guy. There's multiple reasons why, you know, certain plays didn't, you know, come out the way we wanted them to come out, and we'll continue to do that.
So Russ remains the starter moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, we're working through, you know, all the personnel decisions, and we'll do that over the next few days.
Hold on, so you're not saying Russ is the starter, right? You're saying you're still working through that?
Yeah, we're doing what we normally do, which is, you know, watch the tape. We're just watching it with the players right now. So, we'll have staff meetings after this, but we watched the when we come in, we watch the tape, offense, defense, kicking game as a staff, and then we go meet with the players. That's where we're at right now.
We say what you normally do. I don't, most Monday afternoons, you know who your quarterback's going to be the upcoming week if everyone's healthy, though. It just seems a little different, your responses.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going through the tape right now. We're evaluating everything.
So quarterback change is on the table.
I'd say we're evaluating everything.
It took a while to get there, but Brian Daboll not directly answering a question answered a question. They are not committing to Russell Wilson, their quarterback, and I surmise, you tell me what you surmise, Teague, they're making the change. And it's probably now about talking to Russ, talking to Jackson, getting all the ducks in order, but listening to that exchange earlier today leads you to believe they're done with Russ.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bad follow-up from a very good Cowboys game. Now, some people would say, well, he had a great Cowboys game, and that you could get more of that. But the Cowboys defense is bad, and the two good defenses he's played, he hasn't looked good at all, not even remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And so how often are you going to just keep making the excuse that I know it's in there and he's a good leader? It has to come down to production. Just like for Dave's, it comes down to winning games. Doesn't matter what it looks like. You got to get W's, period.
No doubt. So Jackson Dart's going to be the starter. And I think they're going to, what are they going to do with Russ? Release him? You suggested that earlier. Trade him?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Remember last week when we brought up trading him to the Bengals?
Right.
It's going to happen.
It's just one of those options. You have three quarterbacks on this team.
Right.
Jameis is here for a reason. And it's not to always be the third quarterback. Whether it's this year or next year, it's to be the backup behind Jackson Dart.
If this is the end of Russell Wilson, if you're keeping score at home, Russell Wilson went to more Knicks games than made starts for the New York Giants.
Hey guys, Russell here.
I just got done telling Tommy he didn't even make it back to the Garden for the Knicks season opener.
I mean, it's unbelievable. He really tried to become a New Yorker, and Russ seems like a good dude. Like, nothing wrong with him.
He's a great dude.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
It just didn't work out. He tried to be a New Yorker, went to some Knicks games, went to some Met Galas.
Wore a Yankee jacket into the stadium last night.
Well, he wasn't drafted by the Yankees.
He got traded to them, I think?
Yeah, he got traded to the Yankees. So he has, like, you know, a history with them. But yeah, I think at some point tomorrow we will get the news that Russ is gone, right, and Jackson Dart's going to be the starting quarterback. And right, then at least for a week we can get excited about that.
Thank you, SNY, for joining us as always. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
In the history of New York sports jerseys, does the Russell Wilson one 10 years from now look the most unique?
Yeah, it's weird. Russell Wilson as a Giant to me is going to be very similar to Justin Verlander as a Met. And I say that because other legends who come here, we have bad feelings towards. Yeah. So like Max Scherzer, Met fans hate, right? James Harden, Brooklyn Net fans hate, right? Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if Jet fans hate them, but we don't think fondly of the Aaron Rodgers era. Russell Wilson isn't going to cause any emotion. It's going to be like, oh yeah, did that guy play for the Giants? What was their record in those games?
Right.
So I think
it's dangerously good.
I think it's going to be one of those, like, Verlander's the best comp I could have, because when we watch Justin Verlander pitch, there's not a single emotion that comes from a Met fan. We do not care. We do not think of him even as a Met. We almost forget he was a Met. So I think the Russell Wilson jersey, if anyone actually did buy it, would kind of live in that randomness in New York sports history.
I like that answer. And people did buy him. We saw him that Friday at that Giants event.
Imagine that. Buying a Russell Wilson jersey. But you know he's here temporarily. How could you buy that? Like, you,
yeah,
at least with Aaron Rodgers, you thought he could lead them to a Super Bowl.
It almost feels like at best it was just a year.
At best?
Yeah.
There's another issue with this. The number three was given to Russell Wilson and taken off Deontay Banks' back, who then took number two, which was actually Jackson Dart's number he wanted from college.
So we're going to do a big trade-off?
So anybody who bought the six Dart jerseys, can we figure this out over the next week where Russell Wilson leaves, the three goes back to Banks, and Dart can get the two he wanted and six is free, which would go then back to Jamie Gillen, who gave that up, and then Jamie Gillen's number can go back to Jameis Winston.
I think you should do a one giant step.
Sounds like a one giant step, right?
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.